From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Abby Larico. The University of Missouri's black student population is down by a third over the past decade. Some believe the treatment of black faculty on campus and in the community is to blame.
I mean, it's not Midwest nice when you're in Starbucks and they're threatening to call the police on you, or you're trying to rent a car and threatening to call the police on you.
We'll hear from current and former black professors at Mizzou coming up after this news on The Gateway. 120 acres of a historically black farming town are closer to becoming a new subdivision in St. Louis County. The Chesterfield City Council last night approved its portion of allowing Westland Acres to become the neighborhood that advocates for the property have been requesting for decades. William West purchased the land in 1881 from his former enslaver, and his descendants have been asking for help to rebuild the community. At its height, 50 families called Westland Acres home. There are currently 8 homes in the neighborhood. First Ward Councilwoman Barb McGinnis voted in favor of the subdivision.
The arc of history is long, and it bends toward justice. So we're bending tonight.
The Chesterfield City Council vote came after changes to buffer zones and other compromises, responding to a petition of 30 nearby property owners to put more restrictions on the development. The Wildwood City Council must also vote on the measure, as the neighborhood straddles land in both cities. One of the largest black-owned design and construction firms in the country has been serving the St. Louis area for 45 years. Leaders of KAI Enterprises say their legacy is giving a voice to the community. As STLPR's Andrea Henderson reports, over the next few years, KAI plans to transform 100 communities through design.
KAI Enterprises wants to make sure the community is at the center of their work. They created a goal in 2020 to reshape 100 communities across the country through design and construction within the next 10 years. So far, they've completed about 50 projects. Many are in underserved communities in the St. Louis area. Team members are also giving back to those communities by teaching trades and skills. Darren James is KAI's president.
It's not just where we physically build, it's also part of the things where we actually make a lasting impact on the youth or the community members in the areas that we serve.
Today, KAI is collecting public feedback on the Fairground Park Master Plan. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Law enforcement hiring standards in Illinois are changing this year because of a new state law. Starting this week, no applicants can become police officers unless they sign a form authorizing the release of their entire personnel file. Democratic State Senator Doris Turner of Springfield sponsored the measure. She says this came about after the death of Sonia Massey, who was killed by Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson in her Springfield area home.
Law enforcement wants good officers on the street, and I believe that this will go a long way to ensuring that what happened last summer in my community will not happen in another community.
Grayson was hired by Sangamon County despite red flags, including past DUIs and notes from former employers that Grayson needed more training. He was convicted of second-degree murder and is awaiting sentencing, but his lawyers are seeking a new trial. Planned Parenthood has closed its offices in Rolla. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
Planned Parenthood is citing attacks on health care access and funding as the reason for the closure, including Missouri lawmakers blocking Medicaid patients from accessing care from Planned Parenthood. Nick Dunn is a spokesperson for the group. He says the agency is not abandoning the region.
Even though the brick-and-mortar location in Rolla will be closing, we are maintaining telehealth so that we can maintain those relationships with folks who need health care and trust Planned Parenthood with their care.
Dunn says Planned Parenthood will refer patients to other in-person providers in Phelps County for services, including pregnancy and STI tests. The organization will continue to employ the same number of staff members in Rolla, but they will work remotely. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
A bill proposed in the Missouri House of Representatives would give religious and LGBTQ community centers more resources for safety. Daniel Bogard is a rabbi at Central Reform Congregation in St. Louis, which has faced threats of violence in the past. He says his organization spends around $150,000 every year on security measures and that the safety funding could help them reinvest in community service.
Now, those are dollars that aren't going to educating our youth and instead are going just to security measures to keep us from being murdered while we were at prayer.
St. Louis Democrat Ray Reed says he proposed the bill to combat religious violence. According to the Department of Justice, 24% of hate crimes in 2024 were motivated by religious bias. An 18-year-old Eagle Scout from Lake Ozark, Missouri, recently achieved a rare feat by earning all 140 merit badges in the Scouting America program. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has his story.
John Hayes is a member of Troop 21 in the Great Rivers Council. He completed his 140th merit badge earlier this year and has won several NOVA awards through STEM programs in the Greater St. Louis Area Council. He's capping a six-year journey that required dedication, travel, and learning a wide range of skills outside of school. He says the experiences have helped him grow.
Teamwork, you learn how to be a good part of a team. So when you become an older scout, you can lead the younger scouts. I feel like I've seen way more than the average person. My mind is way more open to the world.
He's now one of only 621 scouts in the U.S. to earn all 140 merit badges since the scouting program began in 1910. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri has lost almost a third of its black student population over the last decade, and students say a lack of black faculty is part of the reason. Lily Halloran reports faculty say hostility from university leadership makes it hard to stay.
For years, the share of black faculty at the University of Missouri has hovered around 4%. When Assistant Professor of Special Education Erin Campbell came to MU, she became the first black tenure-track faculty member in the department's history. Campbell says she was taken aback by the messaging she received from other black colleagues, whom she says mostly work from home.
You need to stay out the way, girl. Stay out the way if you want your check. Just stay out the way. Just stay out the way. That's literally what they say. I survived here that long because I stay out the way.
Technically, the black professor population has gone up at MU by about 1% in the last 12 years. By comparison, the university's total professoriate has grown by about 10%. Still, out of 1,000 tenure-track faculty members at the university, just 36 are black. Black professors describe what feels like a mass exodus. Stephen Graves left the Black Studies Department in 2022 after several other faculty moved away within a six-month period. At the time, he says the Black Studies Department was being reorganized, and white students began to call him a DEI hire. Now, Graves is a political science professor at Oklahoma State University, because he says it feels like a safer home.
And I did that strategically and on purpose because of my experience at Mizzou, where, you know, if they could get rid of the department or merge it with something else, it would be gone. And I'm not having that happen again.
When he came to MU in 2016, Graves was optimistic. After anti-racism protests across campus the year before and new leadership, he and others hoped for progress.
Okay, now this is our chance to kind of strike while the iron is hot. Like there's some actually good momentum there. And I think that was their feeling inside. I think that was true and genuine.
But a political science professor called him an activist at one of his first faculty meetings. Graves says he felt like MU's push for change was, in his words, a facade.
They just knew that they had to just placate and hold on tight for just a little bit. There was just a window that they just had to get through. And that once, you know, the dust kind of settled a little bit, that they could go back to as norm.
Another Black Studies faculty member, Devin Fergus, also left MU in 2022. He described something different, feeling at home as an endowed professor, but experiencing hostility as soon as he stepped foot off campus.
I mean, it's not Midwest nice when you're in Starbucks and they're threatening to call the police on you, or you're trying to rent a car and threatening to call the police on you.
Fergus says he didn't feel this way in other places he's taught, in Ohio, Tennessee, and now California. Just last year, the university banned two teenagers who trespassed on campus and yelled racial slurs at black students. This fall, MU President Moon Choi announced the university has its highest ever appropriations from the state. And for Fergus, this is no coincidence.
Moon Choi has to respond to the state legislature. State legislature has to respond to the voters of Missouri, right? And so, yeah, so what's happening off campus is shaping what's happening on it.
Other university presidents with strong ties to Republican legislatures have faced similar criticisms. In 2019, a group of black Purdue University students took offense with former Indiana governor and then Purdue president Mitch Daniels, saying he was trying to recruit a, quote, rare creature, a high-profile black professor. MU declined an interview for this story, but stated the university does not tolerate discrimination or harassment on campus. I'm Lily Halloran.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks so much for listening to The Gateway.